This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Every day, it seems, somebody is out there warning about a coming recession, pointing to rising interest rates, a slowing housing market, that unpredictable trade war. Look, no one really knows. But now you can add the chief financial officers, CFOs, of American companies to the watch list. A new survey by Duke University finds just under half of them guess we'll be in a recession by the end of next year. More than 80% think one's coming by 2020. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Until recently, chief financial officers have been pretty upbeat, says Duke finance professor John Graham.
The U.S. domestic economy has been growing strongly, and so there haven't really been signs until now coming directly out of the C-suite that we might be nearing the end of this long, robust growth period.
Now, pause, breathe deeply. When this long growth period does end, it's not likely to be anywhere near as bad as the Great Recession, which sounded like this on our show 10 years ago.
Since the recession started a year ago, this economy has lost 7,500 jobs every single day.
Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi tracked that recession. He's not so worried this time.
That was cataclysmic, you know, near-death experience for the financial system. This is likely to be a much more typical kind of economic downturn.
Zandi does think there's a good chance of recession in the next couple of years as labor shortages develop, wages rise, and the Fed tries to slow things down. But a recession isn't inevitable, says Betsy Stevenson at the University of Michigan.
Economic booms do not die of old age. What normally causes some kind of downturn or recession, there's some kind of shock, something that goes wrong.
Stevenson thinks the most likely thing to go wrong now is actually the slowing global economy, disrupted by trade wars, hurting U.S. companies and workers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.